Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
What a frightening scene in Washington Heights, where a woman was attacked in what appears to have been a random act of violence in Fort Tryon Park. It was 6 p.m., still light out, when the woman was stabbed twice in the neck. Police say she was grabbed from behind. The attacker put a hand over her mouth, stabbed her, and then took off. He didn't say anything to her, and she apparently did not get a good look at him, nor is it clear what he used to attack her. Mike lives in the area.
This is sort of a less traveled part of the park. Even though the Cloisters is right there, these paths are a little bit less traveled. If you go around to the front by the Heather Garden on Fort Washington Avenue, that's tourist mecca.
Two Good Samaritans found the woman lying on the roadway. One of them was a doctor and was able to administer aid. She was taken to St. Luke's Hospital. Anyone who may have seen something is asked to please call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. The search is on for the man wanted in a sucker punch attack in Prospect Leverett's Gardens.
71-year-old woman walking all by herself the afternoon of September 19th here on New York Avenue. But a man that was walking the opposite direction stopped, looked at her, and then slugged her in the face, walking away calmly, leaving her unconscious, crumpled on the sidewalk. She was taken to Kings County Hospital, serious condition with a broken jaw, also needing stitches for injuries to her mouth and her head. Trish lives right down the block.
I mean, I'm shocked, really. My girlfriend just told me, she's like, hey, be careful when you're walking, you know, did you hear about the lady? I feel bad for that lady.
A lot of people feel bad and are feeling very angry about this, as police in the 71st Precinct want your help to try to track down this brutal guy. Surveillance video has been released to us, and we put it up now at 1010winds.com. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. In Prospect Leverett's Garden.
A visitor to the Bronx Zoo jumped into the lion's cage this weekend. There's video posted to Instagram of a woman in a t-shirt dancing around a few feet from a male lion. He just stares at her like talk to the paw and doesn't move. The zoo says it has a zero tolerance policy on trespassing and that the woman is lucky to be alive. No word yet on her identity or whether she might face charges if caught. You can see that video at 1010winds.com. This month, Park Slope is turning into Pink Slope. Joanna Talentire is with the Park Slope Fifth Avenue Business Improvement.
We're tying up ribbons with a tag onto every block on the avenue where we run Dean to 18th to raise awareness about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but also the American Society and all the services that they provide in our community.
The organization will also join 30,000 walkers for the Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk on Coney Island on October 20th. Police are looking for a driver in a fatal hit-and-run in Queens. A 69-year-old man was struck as he crossed Rockaway Boulevard and Brookville Boulevard at around 3:30 this morning near Kennedy Airport. His identity is yet to be released. Tenants threatened to withhold rent at the Upper East Side luxury high-rise made famous in the sitcom The Jeffersons. The Daily News says this is over some serious problems in the building, which is run by Charles Greenthal Management. They say work at Park Lane Towers on 85th Street has not been up to code, leading to dangerous lead and silica dust in the air that has forced terrace doors to be locked from the outside and air conditioners that remain uncovered, sending dust into apartments. They also say this has been going on for 2 years and that several tenants have come down with respiratory illnesses and others are moving out. So far, no comment from management. New Jersey state lawmakers are launching an investigation into New Jersey Transit. State Senate President Steve Sweeney made the announcement today, saying he's setting up a committee to probe what he called continued failures and to develop an action plan to turn around the embattled agency. Commuters have been dealing with numerous train cancellations dating back to last year, when NJT was scrambling to meet a year-end federal deadline for installing the positive train control system. So far, no comment on this new probe from Governor Murphy. A giant garbage dump in Kearney has been shut down by a judge.
It's called the Keegan Landfill, and it's been here for the last decade. Now, the judge's ruling means that the 100-acre facility run by the state must close for good. Now, in that ruling, the judge says this is an immediate and clear danger to the nearby residents because of hydrogen sulfide gas that is emitted. Jeff Tittle is with the Sierra Club.
I don't think the governor would tolerate a landfill like that smelling in Middletown or Rumson, so why should the people in Kearney have to suffer with it? You know, the DEP needs to do their job and make sure things like this don't happen again.
Now, this is not a complete and immediate victory, though. The mayor, Al Santos, in a statement to me says, without some type of a cover or cap to the remnants of what's here, gases will continue to pour out for years and years to come. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Bergen Avenue in Kearney.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.